This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Governor Greg Abbott has scheduled the runoff for Texas's 18th Congressional District's special election for Saturday, January 31st. Texas Southern University's Michael Adams says calling the runoff so close to the start of early voting for the March Democratic primary could create problems for voters.
I don't want to call it voter fatigue, but we can say a kind of bewilderment, or it may end up to some confusion. And I hope that it doesn't lead to voters, choosing to stay at home. And I think this is going to be a low turnout election in terms of a runoff.
Complicating matters further, Congressman Al Green of Texas's 9th Congressional District has registered to run in the primary for the 18th, putting him in immediate competition with the winner of the runoff. Republican state lawmakers drew Green into the 18th this year as part of the mid-decade round of redistricting. One of the last space shuttles in the country is on track to move from Washington to Houston by 2027, but experts say doing so could irreparably damage it. News 88.7's Michael Adkison has more.
We have main engine start. 2, 1. Booster ignition and the final liftoff of Discovery.
The space shuttle Discovery could go on one final ride to a new exhibit at the Space Center Houston. Congressional Republicans and President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill allocates $85 million to do so. But the Smithsonian, where the space shuttle is currently housed, says it will have to dismantle the shuttle to move it. John McCoy was a technician who worked on the Discovery years ago.
It will cease to be a spacecraft, and well, they'll turn it into a circus exhibit if you're going to patch it back together with duct tape and baling wire.
Now, members of Congress are being pressured to stop the relocation, while Texas's two senators are calling for an investigation into the Smithsonian's efforts to lobby lawmakers. I'm Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
Hear more on this story and what's next for the Space Shuttle Discovery. That's coming up this afternoon on News 88.7 In Depth. It's 78 degrees right now in the University of Houston campus. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.